Hello and welcome to our podcast. My name is Victoria and I'm going to be your host tonight. Fairy tales have been part of our childhood for many, many years. We all know the stories of princes and princesses, dragons and magic. But recently, fairy tales have been object to criticism for portraying stereotypical gender roles. Today's podcast deals with the question whether fairy tales are timeless stories that belong in our children's lives or if they should be banned from our children's bedrooms. Therefore, I'd like to introduce my two guests, Faina and Anne. So, back in October, Keira Knightley, probably best known for her outstanding acting performance in Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean, promoted her latest movie in The Ellen Show. There she confessed that she banned Cinderella and Ariel from her daughter's bedroom because she does not want her daughter to sit around and wait for a man to rescue her. Faina, it was pretty surprising that Keira Knightley criticizes the early Disney Studios works, wasn't it? Seeing that she is a Disney actress herself.
See, you have to distinguish between the Disney movies she stars in and the ones she criticizes. While playing Elizabeth Swann in Pirates of the Caribbean, Keira Knightley portrays a strong female character who stands up for herself. She doesn't sit around and waits to be rescued, to use her own words. Cinderella, on the other hand, is stuck in her situation of misery. She lives in a house with her evil stepsisters and her stepmother and does not even try to escape. And for the record, she also said that she really likes the new Disney movies, so it's not about the movie's production, but rather about their message.
Can you name some of the main differences you see between the old and the new fairy tales?
What do all of the old fairy tales have in common? Correct. A prince is there to save the damsel in distress. Without man's help, none of these princesses would survive their miserable situation. The new fairy tales, on the other hand, don't even need a prince. Moana, Frozen, and Brave are stories about strong princesses who stand up for themselves. There is no prince to chase after.
That might be true, but why do we have to ban the old fairy tales just because the new ones tell different stories? Yes, in new fairy tales, princes do no longer save princesses as actively as in the old ones. Seen as a matter of storytelling, it would be kind of boring if they would repeat the same old stories over and over again, wouldn't it?
And in the means of female representation?
Well, there are strong females in the old fairy tales as well. Mulan, for instance, is one of the strongest female characters in fairy tales. And also girly princesses like Ariel stand up for themselves. Ariel rebels against her father to fulfill her dream of becoming human.
But gives up her voice for a man. Even if she rebels against her father, Ariel does trade in her voice for the chance to meet Eric. Young girls should not be encouraged to give up something as precious as their voice just for the likes of a man. And how does she convince him to love her? With her looks. Princesses in old fairy tales are always pretty, stick thin, and always smiling and kind.
That is not true. First of all, Ariel saved Eric in the movie's beginning, which is very courageous and kind. He falls in love with the woman who rescued him without knowing what she looks like. Secondly, princesses are not ever happy smiley faces. Cinderella, for instance, cries when her stepsisters destroy her mother's dress, and Ariel is moody when she talks with her father or Sebastian. And for the being kind part, what is wrong with being kind? If children really learn something out of fairy tales, it is that being kind and being good is the path to happy endings. The evil and rude people get punished. This is something that children should learn.
And how are they supposed to filter what they should learn when watching a fairy tale and what they should not learn? What I think is critical in fairy tales is that girls learn that being kind and pretty is everything they need to worry about. Everything else will be dealt with by a man. Their happy ending is ultimately tied to man's decision, like in The Little Mermaid. Ariel gives up her voice for Eric, that's her active part, but to stay with him forever is up to his decision to love her. After no more than 3 days. Falling in love after 3 days is unrealistic and based only on outer appearance.
Unrealistic, maybe. It is a fairy tale after all. They are not meant to reflect the real world as it is. They are to tell a story of good defeating evil, kindness above cruelty. Princesses and princes, dragons and magic. They're not supposed to educate people. They are, in fact, entertainment.
But we don't know how children reflect on these movies. What if they do think that it's real? What picture will they have of gender roles? A picture that certainly does not fit into our century.
And banning old fairy tales would help how? Even if parents would ban them at home, there's no guarantee that their children would never get in touch with fairy tales. They might watch them at a friend's house, and then...
How would you solve the problem then, Anne? Presume children do learn something when watching fairy tales.
There is an interesting solution made popular by Kristen Bell. She allows her children to watch fairy tales, but after the movie she sits with them and talks about the content. She explains to them that gender roles are different than what they have just seen, that kissing people awake is not okay, and so on. If one wants children to learn something out of fairy tales, they should explain the real world to their children. That's a parent's job, after all.
As we can see, there are many arguments for both sides. But since our podcast is about to end, I would like for both of you to repeat your main arguments to the listeners out there. Please, Faina.
All fairy tales entail wrong gender roles and do not function as good role models for our children. Since there are better fairy tales nowadays like Frozen or Moana, all fairy tales should be banned from our children's bedrooms.
Let fairy tales be fairy tales. They are fictional stories, after all. If parents want their children to learn something, they should make a lesson out of the fairy tales, not blame two-dimensional characters for their children's miseducation.
Thank you both for the interesting talk, and a special thank you to our listeners on the internet. I hope you got a good introduction to the topic and are now able to form your own opinion. Goodbye and good night.